This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Get ready for Woodpeckers baseball. It's around the corner tonight, game 5 of 6 between the Woodpeckers and the Delmarva Shorebirds, live on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. We'll let you listen in on the anthem when we come back. Starting lineups and starting pitchers. Get ready for game 5. It's coming up in a moment on the Woodpecker Broadcast Network.
And those who are fighting to protect it at home and abroad with the blade of our national anthem.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball.
A three-run home run! And full, right one, right field! That ball is gone!
Here comes the cutoff throw to the plate. He dives in, and he is saved! He's saved!
He's onto the warning track, at the wall, leaping up, and he brought it back.
Down the line, and Matthews has walked it off for the Woodpeckers!
Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Great to be with you once again in Salisbury, Maryland. We're up north for game 5 of this 6-game series. And tonight, Fayetteville tries to bounce back after a couple of tough losses on Thursday and Friday night. They turn to right-hander Jackson Nezu in this one. At 15-10 on the year, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers still standing in first place in the Carolina League South Division. Delmarva winners of 2 in a row for the first time all year at 5-19 and trying to guarantee a split of this home series for their ball club. Hi, everybody. Welcome up inside the visiting broadcast booth at Purdue Stadium in Salisbury. I'm Andrew Chapman. Thanks so much for being with us. Hope you have our radio feed tuned in. Kentucky Derby running as we speak, so got some action on your television as well. Leading it off tonight for the Woodpeckers will be Kenny Gomez. Juaner Luciano sits second. And Cesar Hernandez is third. Juan Santander, Anthony Sherwin, and Chase Jaworski are the middle three. 7-9 are Neomar Ochoa, Will Bush, and Alberto Hernandez. The Woodpeckers off of the 5-1 loss yesterday never could get going offensively. They did get a late home run out of Kenny Gomez for their only run of the night. But the Woodpeckers were never really in it. They gave up 3 runs early. Delmarva led wire to wire. The Shorebirds walked off Fayetteville in the bottom of the ninth inning with an RBI single on Thursday, and the Shorebirds are surging a bit, grabbing their fourth and fifth wins of the year, trying to make a climb up that North Division. They've scuffled but have been playing solid here at home. Tonight, the Woodpeckers turn to right-hander Jackson Nezu. Opposite of him is righty Nestor Herman, and he's who the Woodpeckers will take on tonight. Herman goes up against Kenny Gomez, who stands into the left side, and we are just about ready to roll. The tall right-hander, Herman, Wines kicks, pitches, and the first pitch of our ball game is shot backwards foul at 7:04 p.m. We are underway tonight, and the game time temperature here in Salisbury, another chilly one, not quite as breezy as yesterday, but just a little bit of a gust coming in from center field, 55 degrees, our game time temperature. Kenny Gomez cuts through a curveball, and it's nothing and two. Quickly on Kenny, who had the only run yesterday by way of home run. One ball and two strikes as Gomez swings and lifts it foul straight back. Gomez at 3.05 on the year with two home runs and nine RBIs. Here's the wind, the kick, and the pitch. A check swing on an inside breaking ball, and he did not go. It is 2-2. Wild finish to the Kentucky Derby. If you have it on while tuning in to us, three horses pretty much neck and neck at the finish line. Wild closed the Kentucky Derby. I don't know if they even have a winner. Two balls, two strikes. Here it comes, and a pitch is called strike three to Kenny Gomez right on that outside edge. And Gomez goes down looking for strike one. Woodpeckers will try and get a little bit more aggressive at the plate tonight than they were yesterday, just the four hits, the 13 strikeouts. Wander Luciano is the batter, DHing today for the Woodpeckers. And the first pitch home is down and outside and missed. 1-0. Infield, outfield play straight up. Luciano batting 202 on the year with a home run and eight RBIs. Next pitch offered up. It's down and away. 2-0. Luciano and Cesar Hernandez, the lefty, in the on-deck circle. Delmarva scored in the first inning of both each of their two wins on Thursday and Friday. Here's the kick and the offer. A swing and a big curve. Luciano now in a 2-1 count. So that'll be the big key today. Can Jackson Nezu put up a zero in that opening inning just to try and keep the Shorebirds off the board from the jump? There's a curve that drops in, little check swing. Luciano did not go, but it called in the zone anyways. Home plate umpire Zach Campbell, who joined the umpiring crew yesterday, was on the bases. Dominic Romero works the bases today. The umps in the black ball caps, black jackets, and dark gray pants. Next pitch, 2-2, wrapped foul beyond Ricky Rivera over on the third base side. Two on the way, and he checks his swing on a breaking ball. They appeal, and he did go. Luciano strikes out. Two outs in the Fayetteville first, and it brings up Cesar Hernandez. Around the diamond defensively for the Shorebirds, working through the outfield, left to right, it's Kevin Guerrero. In center, Tomas Sosa, and in right field, Angel Tejada. At third base on the infield, Christian Benavides. Shortstop is Aaron Estrada. At second base, that's Alfredo Velasquez. Working at first is Anderson De Los Santos, and doing the catching is Anudis Mordaunt. Nestor Herman shakes off a sign and throws his 0-1 to Cesar. Misses down and away with a changeup. One ball and one strike. Woodpeckers a game and a half lead over Columbia and Kannapolis in the South Division entering tonight. Both those teams won yesterday. Here's a slow bouncer up along first, scooped in by first baseman De Los Santos, and a quick foot race to the bag. Just barely beats Hernandez, and he's retired on the three unassisted. Nestor Herman, he goes 1-2-3. Kentucky Derby horn, the call to post ringing through the speakers here at Purdue Stadium. We'll go to break. Fayetteville sends Jackson Nezu to the mound when we come back, underway in Salisbury.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. Woodpeckers go down in order in the top of the first inning. We are just underway from Salisbury. Game five of the six-game series, and the guarantee of the series split on the line tonight for both teams. It's all level. Woodpeckers won on Tuesday, Wednesday. Delmarva defended home turf with a walk-off on Thursday and a 5-1 win last night. Here's lefty Tomas Sosa leading it off against the Fayetteville starter Jackson Nezu. First pitch is grounded out towards second base, charging in Hernandez. He throws across his body, and it gets by Santander. It's rolling over to the extended warning track. Will Bush, the catcher, all the way down there to back up the play. Sosa gets to second, and on the first play of the game, the Woodpeckers commit an error. An E4 on Alberto Hernandez charging in. He tried to throw across his body on the run, a little off balance. The throw was grabbable by Santander, I thought, just off to his right, a little low. But they'll give the throwing error here to Hernandez on the E4, and he ends up, Sosa that is, at second base. Aaron Estrada is the lefty in. Switch hitter, that is, batting from the left side. Sosa with a ton of speed is going, and Nezu spikes a breaking ball for ball one. The Shorebirds stole a ton of bases yesterday, 8 against Woodpeckers catching. That was a season high allowed. And now it's Sosa at third, Aaron Estrada in a 1-0 count. Jackson Nezu winding pitching and wraps a slider around the outside corner. Jackson makes his sixth appearance of the season tonight, his third start. He's 0-2 with a 3.05 ERA, and over 19 innings has given up 14 walks, 21 strikeouts. A swing and a ground ball left side. This will bring home the run. It's backhanded by Jaworski. Throws from his heels. It's not in time over at first. An infield single for Aaron Estrada, and for a third straight night, the Shorebirds have scored a run in the first inning. Birds on top, one zip. Two batters in. So now Angel Tejada, third baseman Sherwin plays shallow, middle infield press back, first pitch down and outside for ball one. The Woodpeckers have the alternate reds on today. They have their best win percentage in these jerseys this year. They're 5-2 when wearing the reds. The black ball cap with the red bill, the white Fayetteville F on the front of the cap, red uniform that says the Ville across the chest, the black number outlined in white, runners going. Pitch is hacked at and missed. Bush's throw down, and the swipe tag is not in time. Estrada swims around it, diving towards the back corner of the second base bag. And with two base runners, the Shorebirds have two steals. These guys can really burn on the base paths, and they showed that ability to generate runs yesterday. Without the extra base hits, it was all singles for Delmarva.
but they stole those eight bases to get runners in scoring position and capitalized with hits. The 1-1. Tejada swings and lofts it foul down the right field side and out of play. One ball and two strikes on Tejada, the Santiago Dominican Republic native. 257 average on the year without a home run. He has six RBIs and hits with a runner at second and nobody out in the bottom of the first. Shorebirds in front, 1-0 early on the Estrada infield RBI single. The 1-2 pitch swung on and missed down to the dirt, blocked by Bush. He drops that tag to complete the out. And Jackson Nezu gets one on the board. Anderson De Los Santos stands in, right-handed hitting cleanup hitter. Quickly around the diamond defensively for the Woodpeckers tonight. Neomar Ochoa is in left field. Kenny Gomez in center, and Cesar Hernandez out in right. First pitch to De Los Santos. Missed outside. The third baseman is Anthony Sherwin. Across the diamond at first, Juan Santander. Chase Jaworski, the shortstop. Alberto Hernandez plays second base. And Will Bush, who had the day off yesterday, does the catching. 1-0 the count. Nezu works out of the stretch right from the middle of the rubber, and he spins a slider to that low outside corner. It is 1-1. Jackson Nezu, the 14th round pick last year out of the University of Louisiana Lafayette, the Raging Cajuns program. The 1-1. A little low and outside. Two balls and a strike. It's another gloomy, overcast day. The tarp was on the field in the morning when a little bit of rain came through the area. But there is no sunlight to be seen in Salisbury over the last couple of days. The stadium lights are flicked on, the 2-1 coming home, and a little cutter to the outside gets the swing and miss by De Los Santos. 2-2. De Los Santos with a 2.15 average. He has a home run and an RBI on the year. Originally from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. It's May the 4th, so Star Wars night in park as well. There's a bunch of Star Wars characters walking around the stadium today. And some fans dressed up for the occasion as well. Pitch down and outside. Two balls and two strikes if you don't get the reference. It's National Star Wars Day as well. May the Force or May the 4th be with you. Off of second base, Estrada with one out, the payoff pitch. De Los Santos strikes out. Nezu beat him with another cutter down and outside. And Jackson settling in with back-to-back strikeouts. Two away for Anudis Mordaunt. I was a big fan of the first six Star Wars movies myself. I've never quite gotten into the newer ones, though. Anudis Mordaunt on the right side. Open stance. He holds the hands high. First pitch is a curve that misses down and outside. I mentioned this on a broadcast last week as we were part of a Star Wars night. I guess this was in Fredericksburg. But I was told that it's already been 9 years since the more modern era of the Star Wars movies started. Swing and miss, and it's 1-1. So you have, of course, the original six. And then the new movies started coming out as far back as 9 years ago and made me feel old. Second base runner is Aaron Estrada. Second baseman Alberto Hernandez trying to hold him close. The pitch is up and outside, but got the chase. Nezu challenged Mordaunt with that high outside cutter. Ball and two strikes. One run in. Delmarva has scored in the first inning for a third straight game. The Woodpeckers will have to play from behind again. And they have Santander, Sherwin, and Jaworski, their middle three, scheduled to take on Nestor Herman in the second inning. Nezu the set, the 1-2, got him looking. The cutter working for Nezu on that outer part of the plate. He gets Mordaunt and strikes out three in a row after the error and the single lead to an unearned run. We go to the top of the second inning. Fayetteville down one early. It's one zip. Shorebirds leading. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401. They're right near the airport. and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny. Fresh.
Woodpeckers trail 1-0 after 1 tonight in Salisbury. RBI single from Aaron Estrada gets the Shorebirds out in front. Juan Santander, Fayetteville cleanup man, leads off the second against righty Nestor Herman. And the first pitch, a slider up and outside for ball one. Herman comes into today's game, his fifth of the year, fourth start. 0-2, but a really solid 1.69 ERA. Here's the wind in the 1-0. Santander spoils it foul off to the right and beyond the concourse, 1-1 the count. Herman over 16 innings this year. You can make it to 17 now with his scoreless first. He has struck out 20 batters. Walked 7 and allowed just 3 earned runs. Here's a soft tapper right back to the mound. Herman forward to pick it up. He throws to first and retires Santander for the first out. Herman has retired 4 straight to get his night started. In steps the lefty Anthony Sherwin. Woodpeckers play from behind tonight. They're trying to avoid a third straight loss, something that they have avoided all year. Longest losing streak, 2 games this season. But they have not fallen in 3 straight. Here's the wind, the kick, and the 0-1 home. Sherwin chases a low breaking ball, and it's quickly 0-2. Anthony on the season is batting an even 200 over 15 games. 11 hits across 55 at-bats. He has a home run and 10 singles, 7 RBIs as well. Takes outside, the pitch missed. 1-2. Bases empty, 1 out after the roller right back to the mound. Here's the pitch. Sherwin strikes out, curveball barreling low below the zone, got him. And 3 strikeouts already for Herman. Brings up Chase Jaworski. Jaworski, the Woodpecker shortstop, also batting left. He was involved in yesterday's action and came up with 1 of the 6 Fayetteville hits. It was a single in the 5th. He finished 1-for-4 at the plate. Cuts through a first pitch changeup here, 0-1. Nestor Herman, Delmarva's starter, is a 22-year-old righty, stands 6'3", originally from Seattle, Washington. And a fly ball hit left side out of play. He went to college at the, Seattle University. Change up outside, 1-2. And was selected last year by Baltimore in the 11th round. Did not pitch after he was drafted last summer and debuted earlier this year in April. The 1-2. And Jaworski strikes out. It's another 1-2-3 inning for the righty Nestor Herman. And we go to break. Fayetteville down 1-0 after an inning and a half. Shorebirds to the plate when we come back. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bottom of the second inning in Salisbury, the Woodpeckers trail the Shorebirds tonight 1-0. And Maxwell Costas in his first at-bat takes a ball outside from Jackson Nezu, 1-0. Costas, the DH, he was the walk-off hero on Thursday night. Swings away here and lifts a fly out into medium-depth right field. Hernandez tracking it towards the foul line, and he makes a two-handed grab at the chest for the first out. Costas with the RBI single in the ninth on Thursday, so he was admired by his teammates for that one, one of their big swings of the year so far. He's retired here to start the second. It brings up Kevin Guerrero from the right side. They have a lefty at the top of the order, a switch hitter in Aaron Estrada, and then seven straight right-handed batters. First pitch to Guerrero, taken for a strike. He's bundled up tonight. He's wearing a sweatshirt, it looks like, underneath his uniform. He's got a sweatshirt hood popping out the back of his collar. Pitch down and outside. It missed. 1-1. Turtlenecks, ski masks once again. Sweatshirts and jackets all across the park and down in the dugouts for the guys. The 1-1. Swinging a pop fly off to the right. Drifting towards the stands and out of play. One ball and two strikes. Nezu against right-handed hitters this year is actually throwing a lot more strikes than against lefties. A peel up the first baseline on a subtle check swing. Guerrero did not go. It's 2-2. But coming into tonight's game, 5 walks, 11 strikeouts against righties, 9 walks and 10 strikeouts against left-handers. The 1-1, a part of me, the 2-2 that is, and Guerrero fouls it off down the right field line and out of play. Guerrero on the season, batting 140, but tonight is just his fifth game of the year. He was added to the roster at the start of this series, and he's 2 for his first 14 in the Carolina League. Next pitch off the plate, just a little bit low and outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson Nezu has not walked a batter first time through here as he throws the payoff, and Guerrero bounces it over the mound, fielded behind second by the second baseman Hernandez, and he throws to first in time to get the out. Hernandez gets a makeup play after committing that throwing error in the first inning. And there's 2 quick outs in the Delmarva second. Here comes Alfredo Velasquez. Velasquez standing in the right side. He was batting ninth yesterday and stole a few bases in contribution to that big eight stolen base effort by the team. Velasquez reached three times on a walk and two walks and a single. First pitch missed outside to him, 1-0. Next pitch tipped foul off the end of the bat. Originally from Venezuela, Velasquez batting .226 on the year without a home run. He has four RBIs. Wears a big guard on that left leg. The black socks are worn high today. Pitch down and outside, kicks away from Bush, and it's now a 2-1 count. The 2-1 home misses outside. Three balls and one strike. Jackson Nezu pitching for the first time this week on the road. We saw him last on the mound Sunday at home against Down East, where he pitched in relief. Next one home, a called strike on a 92-mile-per-hour cutter. Three balls and two strikes. Velasquez was hopping up and down after that call. He thought he had ball four. At the bullpen, Nezu gave up four earned runs, two in the fifth and then one more in the sixth and seventh innings. He walked two, struck out four. The next pitch home is bounced past the mound, skips off the rubber. Hernandez behind the second base bag again has it, throws to first to complete the inning. So busy day so far for Alberto Hernandez, Fayetteville second baseman. He converts a couple of defensive assists and completes a 1-2-3 second for Nezu. We're headed to the third. The Woodpeckers trail early tonight, 1-0. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The Force is strong in downtown Fayetteville. Star Wars Night returns to Sigma Stadium Friday, May 31st, as our Woodpeckers take on the Augusta Green Jackets in a galaxy far, far away. Whether you're a Jedi or a Sith, dress up as your favorite characters and enjoy a baseball battle. The Woodpeckers will suit up in their Star Wars-themed uniforms and stick around for post-game fireworks presented by Q98 after the game. Star Wars Night, Friday, May 31st. First pitch at 7:05. For more details and tickets, go to FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
We're into the top of the third. The Woodpeckers trail tonight 1-0. Strong start for Nestor Herman, the Delmarva right-hander. He's retired all six Woodpeckers he's faced, fanned four batters already, and drops in a first-pitch curve to Neomar Ochoa Jr. Ochoa, Bush, and Hernandez here. Alberto Hernandez at the bottom of the order. Check swing, and they'll say he went too far, 0-2. Fayetteville's only put two balls in play, just a couple of soft rollers on the infield. One to first, one back to the mound. Herman into motion, pitches, and strikes out Ochoa. Fed him three straight breaking balls, and right now he's untouchable. So here's Will Bush. Bush the day off yesterday. Re-enters the series today playing at catcher. And the first pitch home down to the dirt for a ball. It's 1-0. Quiet series so far for Bush at the plate. He's a combined 0-for-8 with six strikeouts. So just looking to make a little more contact here. Infield slightly pulled around to the right. The 1-0 home. And a curveball drifts outside for ball two. You know, Bush, the really strong start to the Florida Complex League over nine games last year, batted 304 with a home run and seven RBIs, and kind of dealing with failure for the first time this year and trying to get out of a small slump. Fastball called to strike to Bush, and it's 2-1. You almost always see it, though, at one stage or another with every hitter at single A. Once you take on full-season pro ball, you dip into that valley on the hitting side. And for many players, it's, you know, the first time in their career that they've gone into a sort of slump. As Bush fouls the pitch back, and it's 2-2. The wind, the kick, the offer. And a high chopper hit out towards the right side. It gets through De Los Santos. Velasquez backs up the play, throws to first. And hustling over there, Herman to receive and complete the out. Well, De Los Santos tried to make a stab at it. It got under the first baseman, and good defensive positioning by the second baseman, Velasquez. He was sitting on the cut of that right field grass, brought it in, and Herman was able to be in the right spot. He fielded his position as well, a 4-1 officially on the second base to pitcher toss. And Alberto Hernandez, now the nine hitter, swings and fouls the first pitch out of play. Nothing and one on Hernandez. Herman throws, misses high. Hernandez batting below the 200 mark. He's at 158 over 18 games. Nine hits over 57 at-bats. His lone extra base hit a double. The pitch, curveball called a strike. Hernandez was kind of backing out of the zone right now, shuffling his feet when that pitch came in. A nod of the head, Herman has the one he wants. Target set low, the pitch is hit well but foul down the right field line and out of play. Hernandez in this series, 2-for-7. He did not play yesterday. He's walked once and scored a run. Strikes out here on a down and inside curveball, and Herman makes quick work of the Woodpeckers once again. He has retired all nine in order first time through and struck out six Peckers along the way. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Fayetteville hitless, scoreless. They're down 1-0. Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vámonos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Jackson Nezu throws his first pitch of the third inning. And it's fouled back on a line from Christian Benavides for strike one. Nezu gave up a base runner on an error in the first inning, then an RBI single. Since that damage done, 1-0 Shorebirds currently. He has retired six in a row. Next pitch drifts outside, 1-1 on Benavides. Benavides is without a hit so far this year, but he's playing in just his second game. He was added to the Delmarva roster earlier this series. Here's a ground ball served off to the right side. Diving attempt by Hernandez. It gets under his glove and out into right center field. Benavidez does have a hit now after an 0-for-3 debut. He tallies his first single here. And the Delmarva dugout is asking for that baseball. Benavidez comes away with the single. Jackson Nezu tosses aside the ball to that Shorebird dugout. They'll keep that for him when he returns. And back up to the top with Tomas Sosa. First pitch home. Runner is going. Down and inside. Bush snaps the throw down. The tag is not in time. Shorebirds continue to run. Their third stolen base of the game. Sosa swiped third earlier. Estrada's grabbed second, and now Benavidez. They're 3-for-3. Bush has a good arm, too, but Delmarva can move the wheels. Sosa in a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. He swings and pops it up behind home. Bush stumbled for a moment on his way towards the backstop, and it gets over the net out of play. One ball and one strike on Tomas Sosa. One and one, here's the pitch, and Sosa fouls it backwards. Sosa, the guy that reached on the air, it was a throwing error by Hernandez that allowed him to get on. He would come around to score on the RBI single, so the one run that Nezu allowed tonight was unearned. His ERA not affected so far over two-plus innings. The 1-2 home, down low, missed with a changeup, and it's 2-2. Sosa signing as an international free agent with the Orioles in 2022. Played last year in the Florida Complex League, 38 games. He hit 4 home runs, drove in 25. Takes a pitch low here, and it's a full count, 3-2. Sosa currently ranked as the number 22 prospect by MLB.com in the Baltimore Orioles system. Sosa calls for time, steps out of the box, and takes a couple of warm-up hacks. Benavidez off a second after singling and stealing the bag. Now the payoff pitch. Down and inside, Sosa walks. This kicks away from Bush, and Benavidez takes advantage. He gets down to third. And a pass ball on Bush is assessed. So runners now stand at the corners. You always hope that there's a runner in front of Tomas Sosa when he reaches base because he's the speediest out of all the fast runners on the Delmarva lineup. Now Aaron Estrada. Sosa is breaking for second base. The pitch is low. Bush pump fakes and looks the runner back to third. Stolen bag for Sosa and the fourth steal tonight for the Shorebirds, and they're bringing the same strategy that they did yesterday. Get on steal. Whole Fayetteville infield forced to play shallow. Nobody out. Everybody on the cut of the grass. The 1-0 is a called strike. Now the 1-1 home, and a curve to the outside, chased by Estrada, ball and two strikes. This is shaping up similar to last night, where the Shorebirds scored one in the first, two in the second. They're trying for another early multi-run inning here. A swing and a ground ball to second base, runners coming home. Hernandez up with it, he won't have a play there, he flips it short to first. Benavidez scores on an RBI ground out from Estrada, and it's now 2-0 Delmarva. Angel. Sosa gets to third on the ground out as well, so he stands 90 feet from the plate. And here is Angel Tejada. Tejada, the righty, he struck out against Nezu first time around. The wind, the pitch, misses outside. And you have to be careful when you throw the breaking ball with Sosa down at third base. Anything that gets by Bush is pretty much an automatic run with his speed. The 1-0. Down and away. Two balls and no strikes. That's the first earned run coming across against Nezu. I guess not yet at this point because you have the pass ball that advanced to Benavides. And here comes the 2-0 pitch. And a fastball placed on that outside edge, now 2-1. Coming. And a good front door breaking ball right on that low inside corner, 2-2. After a quick timeout, Tejada digs back in, readies for the 2-2 pitch, and he strikes out. Out in front of a Nezu changeup. Nice offering. And with two outs and Sosa standing at third, it'll be the cleanup hitter, Anderson De Los Santos. Tejada strikes out for the second time. De Los Santos fouls back the first pitch here. It gets onto the roof, and it's 0-1. The 0-1 home, up and outside. Jackson Nezu went five innings in his last start. That was a season-long outing for him. He hopes for similar longevity today. Five innings against Down East. That was last Tuesday, the 23rd. Here's a pitch popped up out to shallow right. Alberto Hernandez sprinting over towards the line. He gets into foul territory, and the ball lands just out of his reach right next to the rain tarp. Hernandez had the longest run of anybody to get over there. It would have been an easier ball for maybe Santander or Cesar Hernandez to get to. But De Los Santos catches a break. The pop fly lands, and it's 1-2 still as he gets back to the plate. One run home on the RBI ground out. Tomas Sosa still standing at third. Nezu nods the head, and right as he does that, De Los Santos calls for time. And we'll take a warm-up hack before stepping back in. On deck is Anudis Mordaunt. Here's Nezu's wind, 1-2 home. And a line drive out into center field. That drops down in front of Gomez. It brings in Tomas Sosa. Two-run Delmarva inning, and now a 3-0 lead. So now as we're talking about earned, unearned on Nezu, both runs are earned here in the third. First time it'll affect his ERA. The run in the first inning was unearned. That was Sosa reaching by air. Anudis Mordaunt now with a runner at first. Just like last night, Delmarva out to an early 3-0 advantage. Big gap on the right side of the diamond. High fastball and a check swing. Did he go? No, says base umpire Dominic Romero. Two balls and no strikes. Stadium lights are brightening up the diamond at this stage of the evening. We are approaching the 8 o'clock hour here on the East Coast. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Just barely got a piece of it. Mordaunt did tip it into the glove. Two balls and one strike. A good crowd on hand tonight in Delmarva. They announced over 4,200 yesterday. Probably a similar number tonight on Star Wars night. Chilly temperatures. And Will Bush is grabbing at his back right now. He came up to try and snap a throw down the first base side. And Ricky Rivera is going to pop out of the dugout, check up on Bush. That was odd. The runner at first base, De Los Santos, was well off of the bag. He should have been backpicked, but Bush couldn't get the ball out. He says he's all right. He pops back down into the crouch, and here's the 2-2 with the runner going. It's down and outside. Bush snaps the throw, and it's in time. So he's not in any pain. He snaps the throw down and retires De Los Santos on the bases. Delmarva's been running all day, and they finally get nabbed. Two runs come home. We're through three innings, and the Woodpeckers trail 3-0.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Sigma Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Sigma Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Someday, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, someday, we'll walk
in. We are through three innings tonight in Maryland. Welcome back to Salisbury. Andrew Chapman broadcasting live with you at Purdue Stadium. It's the one and only trip up here for the Woodpeckers this year. These two sides will meet again later on in the summer for a home series. Kenny Gomez leads off against right-hander Nestor Herman, and he misses a curveball, falls behind, nothing and one. The next series with Delmarva will take place in the middle months of the season against the Shorebirds on June 21st through the 23rd. We do have a change for you out in the outfield. Brylan Tavera defensively takes over in right field for Angel Tejada. Gomez swings here on the 1-1, lifts it high and playable in left, drifting towards the line and circling underneath is Guerrero, making a jogging catch for out number one, and Nestor Herman has retired 10 straight Woodpeckers tonight. So the Woodpeckers still looking for that first base runner. Herman struck out 6 of the 9 his first time through the order. And set down 10 straight, and here comes Wander Luciano taking the first pitch down and outside for ball one. Shorebirds out in front 3-0. They had 2 runs in the third on an RBI ground out and run scoring single, the 1-0. Down and outside again to Warner. 2 balls and no strikes. The Woodpeckers' first place position in the South is still not in jeopardy of being lost tonight, but it's getting close. The wind, the kick, the 2-0. Luciano sits back, looks at a fastball at 93 for strike one. Fayetteville has a game and a half lead over Kannapolis and Columbia today. Both those clubs winning yesterday when the Woodpeckers lost. Here's a line drive right back up the middle. And one hops off the infield dirt behind second and gets out into center field. And base runnerless no more. Fayetteville comes up with their first runner, their first hit. And 11 batters in, they have a man aboard. It was a well-struck ball by Luciano. Nearly took Herman's head off over there on the mound. And here's Cesar Hernandez with Luciano at first. The pitch. He swings and rips a line drive down the right field side. It hooks foul into the bullpen. One on Hernandez. Cesar is grounded out to the first baseman today. He's hitless. The 0-1 home. He swings a little early on a curve and taps it behind the plate. After his ground out, Hernandez combined 4 for 14 on the week. He hit his first professional home run on Tuesday in the series opener, and he came just a double short of the cycle in that game. Here's another roller-wrapped foul on the first base side of the diamond. Nothing and two still. So he only has a one base hit since the Tuesday game. In his pro career, spanning about a week and a half, he already has 2 3-hit games. One of those in his debut last week at home. Woodpeckers removed Luis Perez from the roster last week, and Hernandez ended up taking his spot on the roster in that number 6 jersey. The 1-2 home, and he strikes out swinging. Hernandez really muscled up on a changeup, low and away, yanked his head out of the zone and everything. And he's the 7th strikeout victim already, racked up by Nestor Herman. With 2 outs and a runner at first, Luciano. Here comes Juan Santander, the Woodpecker cleanup hitter. First a pickoff throw to check up on Luciano at first. We're in the top of the 4th. 2 outs, man at first base. The set by Herman. Long pause as he brings that pitch clock down to 5. Delivers. And a fly ball is struck off to the right into the picnic area for a souvenir. The 0-1. Down and outside. Missed to Santander. Juan with a tapper back to the mound. He's 0-for-1. And this week in Maryland, one of the Woodpeckers' top hitters this year has gone a combined 4-for-13. Pair of doubles and 4 RBIs. Most scoring Fayetteville did in a game this week was on Tuesday after the bus trip on Monday. That Education Day game, they rolled into town bright and early and scored 10 runs. The set in the 1-1. Shot foul directly behind home plate. And Santander behind the count of ball and 2 strikes. Fayetteville doesn't have nearly as much speed in their lineup as Delmarva. Otherwise, they'd be trying to grab some bases in these spots as well. The 1-2 coming home from Herman, and it's bounced on 2 hops to short, fielded by Estrada, and he goes the short way to second, where Velasquez receives and gets the force out to retire the Woodpeckers. Well, they get a base runner. First time tonight, but they leave one on and go scoreless again. Woodpeckers trail 3-0 as we go to the bottom of the 4th on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB first pitch app. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vámonos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself.
Anudis Mordaunt leads off the bottom of the fourth inning. He was at the plate in the third when De Los Santos was caught stealing to end things, so gets a fresh at bat here. On an 0-1, he pops it behind the plate, and Bush will watch it get into the crowd for strike two. Jackson Nezu returns for his fourth inning, but the Woodpecker bullpen is active. Right-hander DeWill Almonte, we noticed, has begun to warm up. Here's the wind, the 0-2 home, down in the dirt. Ethan Pecco is also expected to go at some point today. He is the tandem partner with Jackson Nezu. Pecco will probably make it out there in the fifth inning, I would presume. Nezu's 1-2 home is hit on a line out into center. Gomez coming forward on it, makes the catch at his chest on the move. And Mordaunt, with a well-struck line drive, is retired for the first out. One away, it's Maxwell Costas. Delmarva leads 3-0 tonight. They're trying to make it three straight wins and guarantee a split of this series. Kind of stunned the Woodpeckers after Fayetteville went up 2-0. Wins on Tuesday and Wednesday. And I think that, you know, just on paper, with the Woodpeckers being a first-place team, Delmarva is 3-19, a minor league baseball worst record. That, you know, it was kind of presumed that Fayetteville will be able to come into town and grab a series easily. But Delmarva has shown some fight last couple of nights, just true speed on the bases, which has been a big problem. Curve down and outside. If you're Fayetteville, you need to come back tonight and win tomorrow to still grab this series. Woodpeckers have not dropped a series yet this year, a split or better in all four. A swing and miss on the 2-1. Costas now at an even count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Danville's had some comeback in them, though, this year. They've pulled out 8 victories on the season when trailing 2-2. On a line out into right center field, Hernandez hardly has to move. One step forward, and the right fielder's got it for the second out. With nobody on and 2 outs, it's Kevin Guerrero, right-handed hitting left fielder, who tonight is 0-for-1 with a ground out to second base. First pitch misses up high. 1-0. Nezu threw a 3 1/3 tonight. At this stage, he's at 70 pitches. He gets the swing and miss out of Guerrero. It's 1-1. So this will be, whether he gets the out or not, likely his final batter of the night. The cap will once again be around 75. He threw 74 pitches out of the bullpen his last time. 1-1 was awful close. Just missed a little bit away from the righty. 2 balls and a strike. Hernandez up the middle,
giving up that right side quite a bit. Guerrero swings away here and fouls back the two-strike offer, and it's 2-2. The next pitch, 2-2 offer. He strikes him out. Change up in the upper inside corner of the zone, and Guerrero goes down. Fifth strikeout for Nezu, likely caps his day after four innings and three runs surrendered. We'll go to break. Fayetteville looking to get on the scoreboard. They have a hit, but a big zero in the run column. 3-0, they trail when we return.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The world is a vampire.
Anthony Sherwin in a 1-0 count to start the top of the fifth inning. Nestor Hermann continues to cruise about the Woodpeckers lineup. Sherwin ready. He swings here and flies it out to left. Couple steps back, Kevin Guerrero. He circles under and makes the grab above his cap for the first out. So Sherwin retired, one gone. Nestor Hermann has allowed just one base runner in this game. It was a single by Wander Luciano up the middle in the fourth. Hermann started his day by retiring 10 straight. Now up against Chase Jaworski, who he struck out first time around, spins a curve in for strike one. Hermann, the 11th round pick out of Seattle University up in the Pacific Northwest. Jaworski fans through it, nothing in two. Hermann with the high Sox out there on the mound, brings it home, and Jaworski spoils it foul off to the left. Three nothing Delmarva on three hits of their own. Here's the wind and another two-strike offer. Jaworski bounces this past the mound, charging in from second base is Velasquez. He scoops but can't get the transfer out cleanly. And they will rule an error on Velasquez as he came flying forward. Jaworski makes it aboard. And Naomar Ochoa standing in. He struck out on three pitches. Fayetteville has just their second base runner this game as Jaworski buckles that sliding mitt. The first pitch home, hacked at and missed by Ochoa, 0-1. Hermann went five innings last time around. That was here at home against Fredericksburg. He's trying to do it again here against the Peckers. The 0-1. Check swing on a low curve. They appeal, and oh, they say he went. So Ochoa down, nothing in two. Jaworski off of first, Fayetteville's leading base stealer. Not going, the pitch is up and outside. Close take, but 91 mile per hour offering just outside. There's really only one outing this year where Nestor Hermann has run into any form of trouble. That was on the 23rd here at home against Fredericksburg, where he gave up three runs, two earned over four innings. Down and outside, the pitch missed. But we gave you that ERA at the top of the broadcast, a gleaming 1.69. And he did not allow an earned run across his first seven innings. That was over his first two starts of the year. And he's going scoreless here tonight on just one hit. The 2-2 home. Ochoa swings and misses. Curveball underneath the strike zone. Got him for a second time. That was the same pitch that wiped him out in the third. And the strikeout totals are really popping for Hermann now. He has fanned a season-high and career-high eight batters. One better than his seven that he struck out last time around, but maybe a little bit of relief here for Fayetteville. The Delmarva manager is making his way out of the dugout and taking the baseball. Colin Woody wants to go to the pen. And for Hermann, he falls just one out short of being eligible for a win. Still gets a nice ovation from the hometown crowd as he walks back toward the dugout. So pitching change for the Shorebirds. They turn to a righty reliever. We'll tell you about him when we come back. Fayetteville with two outs and Jaworski at first base, trailing 3-0 in the top of the fifth. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The Force is strong in downtown Fayetteville. Star Wars Night returns to Sigma Stadium Friday, May 31st, as our Woodpeckers take on the Augusta Green Jackets in a galaxy far, far away. Whether you're a Jedi or a Sith, dress up as your favorite characters and enjoy a baseball battle. The Woodpeckers will suit up in their Star Wars-themed uniforms and stick around for post-game fireworks presented by Q98 after the game. Star Wars Night, Friday, May 31st. First pitch at 7:05. For more details and tickets, go to FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
With two outs and runner at first in the top of the fifth, the Shorebirds make a pitching change. They bring in a right-hander, a Georgini Casimiri, and he takes over for Nestor Hermann. After 4 2/3, a scoreless work. Jaworski reached by air over at first base. Will Bush takes a pitch down and inside, and it's 1-0. So no earned runs on the day for Nestor Hermann. And he drops his season ERA with another great night tonight, all the way down to a minuscule 1.31. The 1-0 set, a 2-0 set that is, and a pickoff throw to first. Short throw skips by De Los Santos and goes to the warning track. Jaworski slides into second, and now the throw goes into left field. Unreal, and Jaworski will get to third. E1 and then E4 on some real ugly baseball. A Well, Delmarva's committed three errors in this inning alone, all involving Chase Jaworski. E4 and then E1 and another E4. So not the highlight tape inning for Velasquez here as Will Bush takes a high changeup for strike two. Two and one now on Bush. As he tries to bring home the first run of the day for Fayetteville. Sits back, takes a curve up and in. Three balls and no strikes. Pitch clock down to three as Casimiri kicks, pitches, and misses low. Ball four to Will Bush. And Will gets aboard his second walk of this series. And Alberto Hernandez in the ninth spot will try and cut into this 3-0 deficit. Georgini Casimiri pitching for the second time in this series. The Woodpeckers saw him earlier in the week. That was on Tuesday. Curveball drops in for a strike one to Hernandez. On the year, he's 0-1 with an 18.69 ERA across five games. Horrible numbers. Four and a third innings, and he's given up 13 runs on the year with nine of those being earned. The 0-1 pitch, runner going to second. Hernandez cuts through it. It gets by the catcher. Morjan chases it down, flips to the pitcher covering the plate, but Jaworski slides in, and the Woodpeckers have a run. Will Bush steals second on the play. And Fayetteville gets their first run, albeit unearned, against the starter Nestor Herman on a wild pitch. So a little bit ugly how the Woodpeckers get it. Jaworski reaches by air, advances to second on an air, goes to third on another air, and then makes it in on a wild pitch. But it's back to a two-run game. Tying run Hernandez at the plate and an 0-2 count. Casimiri, the righty, sets at the belt, kicks, fires, and strikes out Hernandez. Got him reaching out in front of the curve. That's the inning. So the Woodpeckers played a run without the aid of a hit. Three errors in the inning for the Shorebirds and one runner left stranded. We go home fifth inning. Woodpeckers trail 3-1.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
Calling all pups! Wagon Wednesdays are your chance to enjoy some baseball with your furry friends at the ballpark. All dogs are welcome inside Sigma Stadium during Wednesday night home games throughout the season. Dog admission is just $1 with proof of up-to-date vaccination record. Leash required while in the park. Fetch a great deal with Wagon Wednesdays, presented by News Talk 640 WFNC. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
The Force is strong in downtown Fayetteville. Star Wars Night returns to Sigma Stadium Friday, May 31st, as our Woodpeckers take on the Augusta Green Jackets in a galaxy far, far away. Whether you're a Jedi or a Sith, dress up as your favorite characters and enjoy a baseball battle. The Woodpeckers will suit up in their Star Wars-themed uniforms and stick around for post-game fireworks presented by Q98 after the game. Star Wars Night, Friday, May 31st. First pitch at 7:05. For more details and tickets, go to FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Love me, let me go.
We're halfway through our Saturday night ball game. Bottom of the fifth, and Alfredo Velasquez takes a ball outside from New Fayetteville right-hander Ethan Pecco. He takes over for Jackson Nezu, the starter after four frames. Pecco 1-1 this year with a 5.52 ERA. His 1-1 pitch taken outside for ball two. Velasquez, Benavides, and Sosa, the 8-9-1, will go up against Pecco here to start his night in relief. Next pitch, a strike on the outside corner. 2-2. Pecco out for his sixth game, third in relief. He has 19 strikeouts over 14 and two-thirds innings. 13 walks over that stretch as well to go along with 9 earned runs. Velasquez swings and flies it out into right field. Hernandez coming in on it, slows to a stop and makes the catch for round number one. So here's the 9-hitter, Christian Benavides. Bases clear with one out. Fayetteville trailing by a couple. 3-1 our score. They get a run back in the top of the fifth inning, although it was unearned against the starter, Herman. Swing and miss on the first pitch. Benavides behind, nothing and one. It was Chase Jaworski going all the way around the bases. He reached on an error, made it to second on an error in pickoff. A wild throw to second base got him to third, and then a wild pitch brought him home. So it was three errors that altogether got him on, advanced him to third, and then the wild pitch bringing him in. And there was no hit in the inning, but Fayetteville still grabs a run. They only have one hit in the game, a Wander Luciano single back in the fourth. Pecco ahead, nothing and two. His wind and toss misses outside. One ball and two strikes on Christian Benavides, who singled, stole second, and ended up scoring in the two-run Delmarva third. Here's the 1-2 pitch. He swings and pops it up. Drifting into first base foul territory, Santander gets all the way over there and runs out of room, is into the crowd. Game number 26 of the season tonight. Number 14 on the road. Woodpeckers back at home on Tuesday against the Carolina Mudcats. Good test against the top team in the North, the Milwaukee Brewers affiliate. 1-2 pitch, strikes him out. Benavides goes down waving on a 93-mile-per-hour fastball at the upper outside corner. Two quick outs for Ethan Pecco. And back up to the top of the order here with Tomas Sosa. Sosa's reached by error and walked. Come around to score both times, though, because he's stolen two bases to get himself in scoring position. First pitch here wraps around the outside corner, called strike one by plate ump Zach Campbell. Sosa's had a pretty good stretch at the plate over the course of this year. He had a stretch in late April where he doubled in five straight games. Pitch inside, 1-1. One run, one hit, one error for the Woodpeckers. Three runs, three hits, three errors for the Shorebirds. Kind of an odd line score tonight, the 1-1. And Sosa whiffs through a wraparound slider. He's leaning out in front on it, all that weight on that outside right leg. Ball and two strikes. Fayetteville pitching his fan five today. Pecco winds and deals. Strikes out Sosa. Fastball barreling right down the middle. Got him. And it's a 1-2-3 start to the night for Ethan Pecco. Good stuff out of the bullpen. We're going to the sixth inning. Woodpeckers trail tonight by a pair. It is 3-1.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Sigma Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Sigma Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We welcome you back into Salisbury. It's the start of the sixth inning. The Woodpeckers trail tonight 3-1 and are trying to avoid dropping a third straight game. For the first time this year, Delmarva roaring back in this series to even things up with a win on Thursday and yesterday Friday. Fayetteville's been trailing since the start. One in the first, two in the second for the Shorebirds. The Woodpeckers got a run back in the last inning. And Kenny Gomez starts it out here, fouling away the first pitch from new Delmarva reliever, Braxton Bragg. Bragg, a right-hander that has a fastball, sweeper, and changeup, three-pitch mix. He throws the 0-1, and Gomez takes it low for ball one. Braxton Bragg drafted the eighth round out of DBU, Dallas Baptist University, last year. Here comes the 1-1. And Kenny takes a strike. A ball and two strikes. Bragg this year, no record, and a 3.75 ERA over four games and a start. Tonight his fourth relief appearance. The 1-2. Loda Gomez missed with a changeup. And over 12 innings of work this season, he has 20 strikeouts and just three walks. So he's got a good 1.25 whip. He's allowed just one home run all year and five earned runs. The 2-2 outside to Gomez, three balls and two strikes. Wander Luciano, who has the Woodpeckers' only hit of the night, he stands on deck. And then the lefty Cesar Hernandez in the hole. Here's the 3-2 payoff. Gomez strikes out on a sweeper barreling in on his hands. Getting a little breezy at this stage of the night. Only about a half hour inland from the Atlantic Ocean, Ocean City. So the wind is usually a factor around here. It was very gusty a couple of days ago in the series opener during that Education Day game. It had calmed down the last couple of nights, but breezy and chilly yesterday and once again tonight. Luciano behind, nothing and one. Braxton Bragg delivers and pumps a fastball in at 92 for strike two. Luciano's single, a line drive right back up the middle into center field in the fourth. The only hit so far tonight. The 0-2 home. Luciano takes down and away. Looked at the sweeper. 1-2. Next pitch. Sweeper again, down and outside. Two balls and two strikes. Bragg is a returner from last year's ball club. He did pitch in four games after he was drafted. Made his Carolina League debut last year and struggled a bit. He gave up seven hits and five earned runs over 6 2/3 innings. Tough take, a low changeup, but a good one by Luciano. It's filled the count, 3-2. He's climbed all the way back in it. Hernandez representing the tie and run. He's in the on-deck circle. The set by Bragg and the 3-2 home. He strikes out Luciano. A sweeper got him reaching out in front. A lot of movement on that pitch as it swept across the zone to the low outside corner. A lot of swing and miss again tonight for the Woodpeckers. They have struck out 11 times in this game already. And Cesar Hernandez in the left side falls behind 0-1. Cesar with a bouncer to the first baseman and a strikeout. He's 0-2. Changeup drifts outside and it's 1-1. Bragg pitches, and Hernandez lines it foul into the netting above the Shorebirds dugout. 1-2. Woodpeckers have avoided the 1-2-3 inning since the third, but in danger of it here. Bragg below the belt, kicks, fires. Runs a fastball upstairs on Hernandez, about shoulder high, and it's 2-2. Start to peek around that Carolina League scoreboard here soon as well. See what else is going on around the South Division. 2-2 pitch is bounced up the middle, ranging over to his right from second. Velasquez throws from his heels and a one-hopper dug out, but not in time. Hernandez shows off the wheels and legs out an infield single. Just the second hit tonight for Fayetteville. And it extends the inning for Juan Santander, brings the tying run to the plate. Tough play for Velasquez. He had to go about 10 feet to his right. Got the throw out quickly, but didn't have everything behind it. He was on his heels. And Hernandez, and that speed is something that maybe we weren't expecting when he arrived to town last week. Curved down and into Santander, 1-0. You know, his defense, his bat, something that come pretty highly acclaimed out of Cuba, but the speed is a real nice tool for him. The set by Bragg and the 1-0 home. Fastball for a strike on that high outside corner. Santander 0-2 with a bouncer to the mound and a fielder's choice grounder. The 1-1 misses outside. Two balls and one strike. Here's the next pitch, and a fastball right on that outside edge, called strike two. Santander will have to protect here. He has four hits on the week, but nothing tonight, nothing yesterday when he was in the cleanup spot. Runners going, the 2-2 pitch misses outside. The throw down to second is not in time. Hernandez slides in safely with a feet first slide, and he's down to second. So nice to see the Woodpeckers getting aggressive themselves on the bases. They have not been as willing to run as Delmarva. And get a guy like Hernandez on with his speed, and he's off and going. Second stolen base tonight for the Woodpeckers. One for Will Bush, one for Hernandez. 3-2, the payoff pitch. Santander swings and got under it. A fly ball out into center for Tomas Sosa. He starts coming in and makes a jogging grab to end the inning. Hernandez singles on the infield and is left stranded in scoring position. Woodpeckers unable to cut into the 3-1 deficit. We head to the sixth, bottom of the sixth, that is, on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fireworks Fridays are back at Segra Stadium all summer long. After every Friday home game, the Woodpeckers will light up the downtown sky with fireworks presented by Q98. 14 big shows are scheduled during 2024, including our July 3rd mega show and fan appreciation night to close the year on Sunday, September 8th. The Friday fun doesn't stop there. Come on out for our featured theme nights. 80 Deuces Night, May 10th. It's Star Wars Night, May 31st, and
Video Game Night, June 21st. For more information on our 2024 promotions, please visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
It's the bottom of the sixth inning at Purdue Stadium, and Ethan Pecco returns to the mound for the Woodpeckers. He delivers a strike on the first offer to Aaron Estrada. Switch hitter batting from the left side, and it's 0-1. Estrada has driven in two of the three Shorebird runs tonight. Pitch is just inside, 1-1. Estrada with an RBI single that plated Sosa in the first inning, brought in Sosa again with a ground out to second base in the third. The next pitch home, in on the hands and lofted foul behind home plate. A ball and two strikes on Estrada. Angel Tejada in the on-deck circle and Anderson De Los Santos. Pecco will work through the heart of the order here. 2-3-4. Here's a slow tapper. Offset to the first base side of the mound. Pecco fields. Underhand flips to Santander. And there's one gone. Good start for Ethan Pecco in relief. He's retired four straight. He struck out a pair of Shorebirds in the fifth as well. And with one out, the base is empty. This will be Angel Tejada. Oh, pardon me. This is the right fielder, Brylan Tavera, that came in as a defensive replacement. And now hits in the three spot. Tavera grounds this one fairly shallow to third. Sherwin Fields on the grass and throws across in time to get Tavera by a couple of steps. First time that Anthony Sherwin has been able to get involved in this game defensively. So he's been waiting for his chance, capitalizes there. Two gone in the sixth for Anderson De Los Santos. First pitch to De Los Santos, taken outside for ball one. Anderson drove in the third Shorebirds run of the game, an RBI single on a short liner to center field that brought in Sosa. The pitch is outside. Two balls and no strikes. There's only been a combined five hits in this game, and they've all been singles. Nobody with an extra base hit to this stage. The 2-0 misses up and in. And that was a similar theme to last night. Woodpeckers did not have an extra base hit until Kenny Gomez's home run. And it was all singles yesterday for the Shorebirds that got it done. There are five runs on eight total singles. Here's a nice slider for Pecco that bends to the outside corner. And it's 3-1. Next pitch as Pecco works with a pace. De Los Santos lifts it in foul territory and out towards the seats. It's 3-2, and Petco trying to make it 6-up, 6-down out of the bullpen. Batter calls for time, and De Los Santos steps away. There's some lightsabers around the ballpark that you can see glowing in the distance. See a couple of green ones out there, Star Wars night. There's a foul ball straight back onto the roof of Purdue Stadium. I don't see any blue lightsabers, though. You have the green lightsaber, like Luke Skywalker's, and a couple of red ones around there as well, like the Darth Vader lightsaber. 3-2 payoff again. And De Los Santos swings, flies it out into right center. Cesar Hernandez coming forward. Right fielder makes the two-hand squeeze, and that's the inning. Another 1-2-3 frame for Ethan Petco. He's retired all six shorebirds he's seen. And we're on to the seventh inning. Woodpeckers have trailed all night. They're down 3-1 when we return. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
We're in the top of the seventh inning. Anthony Sherwin leads it off for the Woodpeckers and takes a strike from righty Braxton Bragg. It's nothing and one. Sherwin, Jaworski, and Ochoa here, 5, 6, and 7 to the order. The Woodpeckers are trailing tonight 3-1 in game five of this six-game road trip. The 0-1. Sherwin fouls it straight back to the top of the netting. 0-2 on Sherwin, who struck out and flied out to left. Braxton Bragg going up against the lefty for the first time. He worked around a two-out single in the sixth. And misses here on a slider just outside. It is 1-2. Sherwin had the day off yesterday. Returning to the lineup today, he had a multi-hit game on Thursday. Swings and misses and strikes out on a knee-high fastball. So Sherwin drops to 0-for-3. And it's Chase Jaworski now. He's hitless tonight, 0-for-2. Reached on an error, though, in the fifth. A throwing error by a fielding error, should say, by Velasquez, the second baseman. And ended up making it all the way home. Called a strike on the first offer. He made it to second on a high pickoff throw to first. Then down to third on a wild throw going to second base on the same play. A wild pitch brought him in to score. So that was the only run of the night for the Woodpeckers. It ended up being unearned against the starter Nestor Herman, who went 4 2/3 innings, just one out short of being eligible for a win. 1-1 the count. Bragg sets, fires, and a tapper hit foul towards the first base stairwell. 1-2. Both Fayetteville hits tonight singles. A Luciano line drive and an infield grounder for Hernandez. The 1-2 pitch. Off the outside corner. Just missed, says Zach Campbell, the plate ump. Two balls and two strikes. Get some Carolina League scoreboard here with you as well. In the top of the seventh. 2-2 pitch. Jaworski fouls it back. Keeps the count alive. Reminder, live scoring to this one available on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com or the MILB app. You just search up our game, go to the homepage, and follow all the stats with us right here in the booth. On a 2-2, the pitch misses low and inside. Catcher Mordaunt popped out of the crouch like he thought it was strike three. Instead, it's full. Bragg has not issued a walk, and he still has not done that. Fastball on the inner half, and Jaworski looks at it for a strike three. Back-to-back K's for Braxton Bragg. Games that the Woodpeckers care directly about tonight are the Kannapolis ball game and the Columbia game. Fireflies on the road in Zebulon against the Mudcats. Here's Ochoa. Takes the first pitch knee high for a strike, 0-1. Low scoring early tonight in Zebulon. They may not have gotten going on time. Oh, they got suspended tonight, actually, because of rain. They only made it into the third before the umpires put their hands in the air and said, we'll pick it up later. Pitch low, and it's 1-1. Columbia was leading 1-0 at the time in the top of the third when the rain started to fall. Here's a line drive hit foul over towards the first base on deck circle. But I guess for the best that we're up north this weekend, because I think the Fayetteville area got some rain today as well. Columbia will pick that game up tomorrow. And they have to complete 9 on that one, and then I wonder if they'll play 7 on the back end of that or how they'll go about it. Ochoa fouls the pitch back. It's 1-2. But Columbia leading that game going into tomorrow. And for Kannapolis tonight, they lead 5-2 over Lynchburg in the top of the seventh. 1-2 on Ochoa. Base is clear with two outs. The pitch. Low and in. Bragg attempting to strike out the side. Ochoa attempting to avoid a hat trick. He's 0-2 with two punch outs. And here comes the break even. Ochoa swings and lofts it down the right field line, tailing towards foul territory and out of play. So it remains 2-2. Other scores around the out-of-town board tonight. Charleston leads 2-1 over Augusta, but that game is in the top of the 11th inning. Nobody had scored in that game into extras. It was zip, zip, as Ochoa fouls away another one. Myrtle Beach leads big tonight in Salem, Virginia, 8-1 in the bottom of the 9th inning. Myrtle Beach is 3 outs away from bagging their 10th win of the year. And Fredericksburg in Fredericksburg, Virginia, leads down east 2-1 in the bottom of the sixth. Another 2-2 from Bragg to Ochoa. It draws a check swing. They appeal up the line, and he did not go, says Dominic Romero. It fills the count. Inning goes further. Tying run will come to the plate in Will Bush. The lefty standing in the on-deck circle. Payoff pitch, and Ochoa makes contact, fights it foul. You'll see another. Got a good at-bat brewing here with two outs. It'll be at least 10 pitches for Braxton Bragg to try and retire Ochoa. And here's the payoff. Fisted foul behind home plate and in towards the suite area. near quarter of the pitches that Bragg has thrown tonight have been in this at bat alone, as Ochoa swings away on number 11 of the AB and sends it softly out towards center. It barely leaves the infield. Velasquez makes the catch from second base, and that's the inning. Fayetteville goes down in order. Ochoa puts together a good at-bat, but they still trail by a couple. It's time to stretch in Salisbury. Fayetteville trailing 3-1. Of the seventh inning, we're all stretched out in Salisbury. Right-hander Ethan Pecco has retired all six batters faced tonight, and on the first offer to Anudis Mordan, it's wrapped foul for strike one. Mordan, Costas, and Kevin Guerrero here, 5, 6, and 7. Pecco entered the game in the fifth behind Jackson Nezu, the 0-1, and he reaches out in front, tried to grab a curveball and missed at it, 0-2. Pecco's struck out a couple and used the defense for four outs behind him. Nods the head as Bush sets the target inside. The pitch is up and away. Not where he wanted it. 1-2. These 5, 6, 7 hitters have combined to go 0-for-6 tonight, and Pecco looks to keep him quiet. Mordan, a strikeout and a line out to center, the 1-2 home. And he checks his swing. Did he go too far? They appeal up the line, and yes, he did. Dominic Romero rings up Mordan, and Ethan Pecco has his third strikeout. Well, our do-it-all guy in the clubhouse, or the press box, that is, up in Fayetteville. Eric Rogers tuning into the broadcast tonight. He's reporting some information to us here on the broadcast regarding tomorrow's doubleheader in Zebulon, or the resumption of the suspended game. Pitch loan inside, 1-0. According to him, Carolina and Columbia are going to finish that nine-inning game tomorrow and then play 7 innings on the back end to close down the series. They'll resume action tomorrow at 12 noon after they were suspended tonight in the third. Well, that's nice of the Delmarva crowd. They're cheering on Anthony Sherwin. They're giving Anthony Sherwin. Oh, no, that's their mascot named Sherwin. Here's a swing and miss at the plate by Maxwell Costas. The big orange shorebird here in-house is named Sherwin. And I thought an Anthony Sherwin chant broke out. But they were just rooting on the big bird. 1-2. Here's the pitch to Costas, and it's up and inside. We'll get some Astros affiliate scores tonight as well. The Houston Astros are in action. They are playing the Seattle Mariners at the big league level. 2-2 is off the plate outside. Now a 3-2 full count. Costa steps out and will adjust the helmet, fix the hairdo, and dig back in. Today in Double-A Corpus Christi, they had a big leaguer on the mound. Christian Javier pitched in a big league rehab assignment. Give you the details from that. Payoff pitch and a bouncing ball hit to third. Sherwin with a backhand throw across the diamond, and he heard those chants. Anthony Sherwin makes a nice defensive play for out number two. There they are. They're chanting Sherwin. Here's Kevin Guerrero with two outs and the bases empty. And the wind, the kick, the pitch. Grounded out towards short. Scooped by Jaworski. A shuffle, a toss, and it's in time to end another 1-2-3 inning. Three perfect tonight for Ethan Pecco. He is rolling right along, and we are through seven tonight up north. 3-1 the score. Shorebirds lead when we return. Business Journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The Force is strong in downtown Fayetteville. Star Wars Night returns to Segra Stadium Friday, May 31st, as our Woodpeckers take on the Augusta Green Jackets in a galaxy far, far away. Whether you're a Jedi or a Sith, dress up as your favorite characters and enjoy a baseball battle. The Woodpeckers will suit up in their Star Wars-themed uniforms and stick around for post-game fireworks presented by Q98 after the game. Star Wars Night, Friday, May 31st. First pitch at 7:05. For more details and tickets, go to FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.MILBStore.com to shop for all merchandise. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.MILBStore.com.
The Woodpeckers have six outs to play with tonight. They're down two runs, 3-1 the score. It's been that way since the top of the fifth inning when the Woodpeckers got their one and only run. Will Bush leads it off, and from the left side he takes ball one from Braxton Bragg. Delmarva reliever out there for his third inning of work. He has struck out four and allowed just one hit. The pitch. Bush takes a strike. 1-1. Will tonight is rolled out to second base and also walked. He's the only Woodpecker hitter to walk in this game. A lot of strike throwing for the Delmarva Arms. Next pitch inside and missed at 92 miles an hour. Two balls and one strike. The 2-1 home. Bush takes on the inside and changeup. 3-1. Braxton Bragg drafted out of Dallas Baptist, but he was a player for three seasons at the University of Nebraska. Here's a pop fly left side drifting towards the concourse and out of play. So he was in Nebraska, former college teammate, I would imagine, of one Bryce Matthews, the Astros' first round pick out of Nebraska last year. The 3-2 pitch, Bush strikes out. Beat with a slider over the middle, and he was ahead 3-1. Bragg comes back to win the battle, and with one out, it's Alberto Hernandez. Kind of a discouraging offensive output for Fayetteville over the last two nights. Only one run yesterday on the Kenny Gomez home run. And so far tonight, the one run on just two singles. Only extra base hits Fayetteville has over the last two games is the Gomez home run and a Carrillo double, which also came late yesterday in the eighth. Hernandez behind 0-1. Next pitch by Bragg is down and inside. You know, this Shorebirds pitching staff, they're formidable. Middle of the pack in whip, but they get a lot of strikeouts. Second in the league in K's, even better than the Woodpeckers staff, which was number one in the league for a while. They've dropped down to third in strikeouts. 1-1 pitch coming home. And a check swing on a pitch that misses outside. It's 2-1. And it's really why you can never be too down on yourself in this league, no matter if you're five games above 500 or 10 games below 500. The rosters change, and if you have some pitching talent, you restock the bats during the draft, you could be a whole different team by year's end. Here's a well-struck grounder out to short. Estrada fields and throws to first. And Hernandez is retired for the second out of the eighth. Base is clear. We're going back to the top of the lineup now. Fourth time through for Fayetteville. They trail 3-1. A loss tonight drops them down 3-2 in this series, and they'll be fighting just a split come tomorrow at 2:05 p.m. First pitch to Gomez, rolled out to second base. Middle infield stays busy as Velasquez scoops, throws to first, and it's a 1-2-3 frame for Braxton Bragg. We're going to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Woodpeckers still trailing 3-1 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
Calling all pups! Wagon Wednesdays are your chance to enjoy some baseball with your furry friends at the ballpark. All dogs are welcome inside Sigma Stadium during Wednesday night home games throughout the season. Dog admission is just $1 with proof of up-to-date vaccination record. Leash required while in the park. Fetch a great deal with Wagon Wednesdays, presented by News Talk 640 WFNC. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Pecco's having a great night out of the bullpen. He returns for the bottom of the eighth, having retired 9 in a row since entering in the fifth. Alfredo Velasquez, the Delmarva leadoff man from the eighth spot. He swings the first pitch and flies it out into right. Hernandez cutting towards the foul line, and he makes the catch on the move for out number one. So 10 up, 10 down for Ethan Pecco. We saw Delmarva starter do that tonight. The righty Nestor Herman set down 10 straight to start the game. Now Pecco's mirrored that out of the bullpen. It's been a pretty clean scorecard for both sides today, aside from a one turbulent stretch defensively for Delmarva, where they committed three errors in a matter of just a few pitches in the fifth inning. Woodpeckers committed one fielding error that started the game. First at bat for Delmarva in the first. The 1-0 home to Christian Benavides is hit to the right side and foul. One ball and one strike on the nine hitter. But Petco with his strong night, 3 1/3 perfect, has dropped his season ERA to 4.50. He's dropped it a full point. It was 5.52 entering the game. 1-1 to Benavidez outside, 2 balls and a strike. Petco in his 6th game tonight, 3rd in relief, and a professional appearance number 12 in his young career. The 2-1. Line drive up the middle, right to where Hernandez is stationed. The second baseman makes the catch right off of his left hip. And Benavidez, despite the well-struck liner, is out number 2. Two outs, the bases are empty. 11 up, 11 down for Ethan Petco. Now it's Tomas Sosa. Leadoff man, 4th time through the Delmarva lineup now. And the first pitch, fouled backwards. Only a combined 5 hits between the two lineups in this game, and they've all been singles. No doubles, triples, or home runs to be found in this one. Here's the wind and the 0-1 home. Change up below the knees, looked pretty good, but called the ball. Kannapolis still leading 5-2 tonight. Charleston up 2-1 in the bottom of the 11th. They're trying to close down a win. Myrtle Beach did go final, an 8-1 win over Salem. The 1-1 home. Sosa takes low again. In high A tonight, the Asheville Tourists are in Asheville hosting the Boston affiliate, the Greenville Drive. And the Tourists win big today, 13-1, and go to 11-14 on the year. Here's a grounder out towards the left side. Sosa can move. Jaworski Fields throws low to first, and it's dug out. They will say that Santander took his foot off of the bag. Base umpire Dominic Romero says that Juan pulled his right foot off of the bag as he dug the low throw, and Ricky Rivera is out there to argue the call. It's a brief argument for Ricky. He's going back to the dugout. And they'll issue the E3 as Santander pulled his foot. The throw is there in time. And Santander yanked his foot off of the bag just a fraction of a second before the ball got there. I think he tried to pull up on it a little bit because the throw is low, and that caused him to remove his foot. So the Woodpeckers commit their 2nd error of the night. Combined 5 errors in this one between the two sides. Sosa breaks for 2nd. He's going. Bush snaps the throw down. The tag by Chase, and they got him. The speedy Tomas Sosa been grabbing bags all week, but the Woodpeckers finally cut him down. Makes up for the error, and Bush throws out his 2nd runner of the game. We're heading to the 9th. One more chance for the Woodpeckers tonight, trailing 3-1 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays, every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
One more chance for the Woodpeckers tonight to avoid their first three-game losing skid of the season. Coming into this game 15-10, falling on Thursday and Friday. They're down 3-1 tonight in the top of the ninth. Wander Luciano leads off against the righty, Braxton Bragg, who's fired three scoreless. And the first pitch missed down and outside. The 1-0 home, Luciano swings and pops it up. It's toward the first base dugout. Three fielders hustling over there, and it lands about four rows into the crowd. So 1-1. Luciano, Hernandez, and Juan Santander. Fayetteville's bringing some of their best to the plate right now. Luciano has one of just the two hits tonight by the Fayetteville lineup. It was a single in the fourth on a line drive to center field. That's the only hit that's made it to the outfield for the Woodpeckers. Next one home, and it's called a strike on the outside corner. 1-2. Bring you some of those affiliate scores here as well. Asheville winning big tonight, 13-1 over Greenville. The 1-2 pitch, and Luciano takes it low for a ball. The win tonight went to Boston College product Trey Mancini. He got his second high A win on the year. Mancini went five innings of one-run ball. He went four scoreless and hitless, that is, out of the bullpen. Jose Gadez, the starter, went five innings of one-run baseball. Next pitch off the plate outside, and it's 3-2. Woodpeckers just need a base runner here. Trying to bring that tying run to the plate. Cesar Hernandez. Bragg, the set, the pitch. And Luciano with a line drive to center field. This will stay up long enough and find Sosa in center field for the first out. Sosa hardly had to move. It was hit right to him. And with one out, it keeps the tying run in the on-deck circle. Here is Cesar Hernandez batting from the left side. First pitch on the way. Swings and taps it towards the mound, halfway forward. Charging forward, Bragg bare hands, throws to first, and it's just in time to beat Cesar. And the Woodpeckers are down to their final out tonight. Offensively for the Taurus today, congrats to Tyler Whitaker hitting his first home run of the year. Luis Baez and Narbe Cruz both went deep as well. So the ball was flying out of McCormick Field today. Juan Santander now in the right side. Nobody on base, two outs. 3-1 game in the top of the ninth. Santander swings and flies it down the right field side, tailing towards the bullpen and landing foul. Quickly, the Texas League. Christian Javier today struck out three over three and a third in a rehab assignment. The Hooks did not win that game. They got thumped 11-0. And in AAA, the Sugarland Space Cowboys playing the Pacific Coast League. Santander offering a break here. He had to go get a new bat. And they lead early 1-0 in the bottom of the second against the El Paso Chihuahuas on the road. And here's the 0-1. A check swing, and did he go? Oh, they're not going to appeal this. Santander barely broke the plane, if at all. That's a pitch that was down and outside and should have been appealed to the base umpire. It wasn't. Now he's in an 0-2 count. The pitch home, and he swings and grounds this out to short. Picked up by Estrada. Taps the glove, throws to first, and that is the ball game. For the first time all season, the Woodpeckers have dropped three in a row. And shockingly, they've fallen to the worst team record-wise in the league. Tonight, 3-1, the final score to the Shorebirds. And Fayetteville scuffling a bit. We'll go to the post-game show next. Break down this one for you and send you on your way. Shorebirds win it tonight in a quick ball game, just over 2 hours by a 3-1 score.
Fireworks Fridays are back at Segra Stadium all summer long. After every Friday home game, the Woodpeckers will light up the downtown sky with fireworks presented by Q98. 14 big shows are scheduled during 2024, including our July 3rd mega show and fan appreciation night to close the year on Sunday, September 8th. The Friday fun doesn't stop there. Come on out for our featured theme nights. 80 Deuces Night, May 10th. It's Star Wars Night, May 31st, and Video Game Night, June 21st. For more information on our 2024 promotions, please visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Salisbury for the final time tonight. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show. Andrew Chapman here with you, thanking you again for making us a part of your Saturday plans. Woodpeckers have scuffled offensively last couple of nights. They managed just two singles tonight, score only one run for a second straight game. And the Delmarva pitching staff has really put the damper on their offense. Delmarva's out to a season-long three-game winning streak, and this marks the first time all season that the Woodpeckers have dropped three straight games. They go to 15-11 with the loss tonight. They are still going to hold on to their first-place spot, but if Kannapolis holds on to win tonight, they'll be just a half game out in front of the field. So everybody kind of catching up to Fayetteville over this three-game skid. Tonight, as we mentioned, just two singles sprayed around the diamond, one by Luciano, one from Cesar Hernandez, and Shorebird's pitching really showed out. Tonight, the win goes to Braxton Bragg out of the bullpen, his first winning decision of the year. The Dallas Baptist product tossed the final four innings of the game in relief. He went four innings, only gave up one Fayetteville hit, no runs, no walks, five strikeouts. Shorebird's pitching tonight only issued one walk. They combined to strike out 14 and really shut out the Fayetteville lineup from start to finish. The Woodpeckers got some good pitching out of the bullpen themselves. Four perfect innings out of Ethan Pecco. He was nails tonight. Four innings, no hits, no runs, no walks, three strikeouts behind the starter Jackson Nezu, who gave up three runs, two of them earned, walked one, struck out five, and ultimately suffers the loss. He falls to 1-3. Tonight's line scores: one run, two hits, two errors for Fayetteville, three runs, three hits, and three errors for Delmarva, which all came on one sequence in the fifth inning when Jaworski reached on a bobble by the second baseman Velasquez. A pickoff throw sailed high to first, got chased to second base. A throw to second base then sailed wide into left field, that got chased to third, and a wild pitch later on with Ochoa at the plate scored Jaworski. And that's how the Woodpeckers got their only run tonight. There was nobody with an RBI or a hit that accounted for the run. It was just the one run by way of the errors and the wild pitch that brought them around. And the Woodpeckers just could not cash in for the big one with runners in scoring position tonight. They actually did not even have they did actually 0 for 2 with runners in scoring position tonight, but limited chances with runners on second and third. It was the quickest game of the season tonight, 2 hours and 8 minutes. Snip, snap, we are out of here. 4,390 in attendance at Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. So with that, we turn the page to tomorrow. It is the series conclusion. The Woodpeckers have not dropped a series yet this year, but they're in danger of doing so tomorrow if they can't pull off a win and end this three-game skid. They'll be sending left-hander Colby Langford to the mound. He's the projected starter. 3-1 with a 1.93 ERA. He's had a strong start to his season. On the mound, for Delmarva tomorrow is Trey Gibson, who pitched out of the bullpen on Tuesday. He's 0-2 with a 4.50 ERA. First pitch at 2:05 p.m. and our pregame show will begin at 1:55. Daytime baseball before the team heads on the bus and heads home tomorrow night. Off day Monday and then back at home on Tuesday, May 7th, against the Carolina Mudcats, the Brewers affiliate coming into town, and they're going to be a good test, a team that has the best record in the league, while Fayetteville right now is trying to scuffle and get back to their normal selves, as we saw over the first 2.5 weeks of the season. So final line scores for one final time tonight. Fayetteville, 1 run, 2 hits, 2 errors. The loss drops them to 15-11. Delmarva, 3 runs, 3 hits, and 3 errors. The win gets them to 6-19, out to a season-best 3-game streak. Final time of game, 2 hours and 8 minutes, and we did it in front of a Saturday night crowd of 4,390, many who are still hanging around for some post-game fireworks. That does it for our coverage tonight from Salisbury, Maryland. A big thanks to all of our listeners tonight. Thank you for tuning us in, and we will talk to you again tomorrow at 1:55 p.m. for the pregame show and 2:05 p.m. for first pitch. With that, I'm Andrew Chapman signing off. Good night, everybody, from Purdue Stadium. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpecker Broadcast Network. Delmarva wins it tonight by a 3-1 final. So long from Maryland.